Emotions. Individuals hiding emotions deal with inner stress that impairs their health. Unhealthy emotions such as tension, worry, anxiety, and sadness bring headaches, stomach aches, and back aches, among other consequences. The key is to be able to express feelings, yet how can we understand what we feel if we do not express our emotions within? Failing to express ourselves in words, we push ourselves and friendships away. Not expressing ourselves in a healthy way, we develop sour moods that pull down or push away others. What I want to express is, in exercising, one can use an emotion to quiet that inner soul, which will help to incorporate an exercise such as prayer. Yes, many people go on living without having a game plan. So organization is vital for having healthy emotions. A lot of people say, well, I don't know how to pray. And it's simple. It's just like journaling. So you're journaling and you're coming with a request. Prayer is a relationship. So like if you have a friendship, you have communication with that person, you're declaring and you're believing and you're speaking words of affirmation, declaring of God's blessings over your life. Many times you will accept things in your life that was not destined, but we need to be able to know when to accept. Just like in a relationship, one must reach to a place of acceptance. You allow the people in your life, and if you allow them in your life, it's for a reason. They're helping you grow. They're helping you to be a better person. And so why do we find ourselves moved by the words of others? Why do we become taken with their controlling words and get reshaped by the moods of others? It is because lack of control. So if we're able to control our thought process and go to prayer and express ourselves first, then when we come across others, we're going to reflect a smile and bring warmth and care and come from a place of compassion and sympathy. And people who do not value themselves find it hard to smile. So a smile reflects the cares. And there are frustrations of this world that will rob us of our joy, but we need to have an active prayer life instead, and giving any situation to God. So it is because the human emotions constantly are becoming entangled in people's lives that we see it in their eyes of discouragement at times. But if we look at them for who they really are and speak words of life, that is going to help. Just like you look at yourself in the mirror, looking in the mirror, you're doing an inventory. Is everything in place? Well, that is what we're doing with our emotions when we pray. I really want to encourage you to write down your prayers. Then after you write down your prayers, I want you to highlight prayers that have been answered to increase your faith. And it's in those times that we get emotional and we begin to pray and then reflect back that what we're declaring and what we're believing is actually the best for ourselves and others. And that is how we're going to work and build that inner man.